Mishemes Rabbi. So obviously, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi didn't write this. The Rav says that the Talmidim of Rabbi added on and wrote this in the Mishnah. Rabbi Kivager brings a Ramban that says that it was either the Amora Levi or the Amora Bar Kafra. These were Rebbe's Talmidim. They added these words, Mishemes Rabbi Badla Anava V'Yiras Chet. When Rabbi died, Anava, humility, and Yiras Chet, fear of sin, that no longer existed anymore. Fear of sin here, Tosfos Yontif explains on the Brisa later, that it's a Yira Roimimus, that a person is more afraid, not just Stam, of the punishment he's going to get for the sin, he's afraid of the sin. It's more of like an awe. It's the fear of the sin itself. By the way, before we continue, Tfresel asks, it's interesting that all these Tanam that were mentioned, many of them are out of order chronologically. Some of them lived before the other ones. Like, for example, one of the first ones brought are Ben Azai, who lived after Rabbi Gamliel, who's brought later, and so on and so forth. It's out of order. He doesn't understand why they're listed in this order. Anyway, Mishnah continues, Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair Omer, Mishchar Beis HaMikdash, Boshu Chaverim uvnei Chorin. When the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Chaverim uvnei Chorin. Nei Chorin are people that Mefarshim explained were Miyuchosin. Tfresel explains they're both Tamid Acham. Chaverim were those that were more trustworthy, like we had in Zerayim. Bnei Chorin were also Tzadikim. They were considered Bnei Chorin from the Yetzirah. V'chafu Roisham, they were filled with Busha and Klima, embarrassment. V'nidaldalu Anshe Maisa, and the Anshe Maisa, great people, were draying around. These Tzadikim and Bali Maisim Tovim became poor, and nobody cared for them. V'gavru Bali Zroyo Bali Loshen, and people that were strong and chutzpedik, those type of people, they became greater. V'ein Darish, V'ein Mevakish, and nobody was Darish, and nobody was Mevakish. V'ein Shoyl, and nobody was Shoyl. And Tfresel explains that these three Lashonos, nobody's Darish. Darish is when something should be coming to you. You ask for it. Like Anoichi Edrosh Me'imo. And a Lashon of Mevakesh, and you're asking something. That's like you're asking something from a friend. Mm-hmm. You're asking something that is not necessarily coming to you that you're not rightfully supposed to get. You're just asking the Taurus like a chesed. Can you please give this to me? And a She'ela is where you're not even sure if it's good for you or not, or what it is. You're just asking for it. So, Lugabi this, there's nobody asking for the Geula in any of these three Lashonos. Nobody's darshaning, demanding the Geula. Nobody's asking as a Rachmanis for us for the Geula. Nobody is asking, because we don't know what it feels like to have a Geula. Nobody's even asking what it's like and whether we should have it. Nobody's paying any attention. Almi lanul hishayin, so who do we rely on? Alavinu shebashamayim, on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That even though we're not asking for anything in any way, we're still relying on him. So this is Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus, Stam Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnayos in Shas. He said that the time the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, there was a progression where things just kept getting worse, that the Chachomim became Chakimaya, Mehavi Kisafraya, the Chachom came like Safraya. Safraya are, they're like Mlamdei Tinoikos. They weren't as great as the Chachomim. They taught little children, even though that's a great thing, they were not as great as the Chachomim. So they went down in Dargus, the Safraya Kechazonaya, and the Safraya, the Mlamdei Tinoikos, they also went down in their Madrega, and they became like a Chazon, which is a Shamish in the Beis HaKnesses. The Chazonaya Ka'ami Da'ara, and now the Chazonim, these are the Shamashim, they became like Amaratzim, who know nothing of the Torah. And the lowest levels of Kali, so the Amaratzim, they just went and became poor with everything, with Chochma, Shmiras, and Mitzvahs. Ve'ein Mevakesh, and nobody is looking for ways to stop this Yerida. Ami Yesh Lehishoyin, on who should we rely? Alavinu Shabbat Shemayim.